Welcome to the Casual Convo Podcast. I'm your host, Nasika, and I'm here yet again with an audio letter. An audio letter for you all who care to listen and comment and interact with me, as long as I'm consistent. But you know, this is a podcast without overthinking or overplanning. We casually explore our thoughts, personal experiences, and spiritual journeys across a range of random topics. Plus, at the end of each episode, I'll pose a few thought-provoking questions for myself. Maybe just one, being that it's just myself. And of course, the Most High. You know, just to, again, provide a little food for thought to keep the conversation going. So, today, you guys, I am in a lovey-dovey mood. I'm always in a lovey-dovey bubbly mood. I gotta admit that. I cannot deny myself that. You know, let me just change up the music a little some, because I'll start singing and I won't focus. I love me some Avant. Oh, sing Avant. This is the old school. This is the person who made it first. Renee and Angela, excuse me. All right, let me put it. You guys, some little bit of instrumentals, you know? All right, so today I want to speak on our journey. All right, again, ladies, I'm talking to you, but however, if men are listening, it's for you too. The Most High has a amazing way of speaking to us in ways that only we understand. So this topic is going to be about sacrifice, hard work, and listening to the Holy Spirit. We have to listen to the Holy Spirit, okay? It's those little convictions that just tug on our hearts, that's in our mind, that we just can't seem to like put to the side. We have to act on them. All right, so again, we're going to talk about life's highs, lows, and everything in between with some honesty, vulnerability, and of course, faith. So I would say, honestly, today's topic is one that's deeply personal to me. And yet, I believe so many of us can relate to, especially, again, us women. Hello. Because it's about sacrifice, right? Life is about sacrifice, hard work, and the journey of being alone while staying in tune with what the Most High wants for our lives. And if you're not alone, ladies, and you have a husband and you feel alone, maybe you can relate as well. Because sometimes when we're in relationships, we can still feel alone too, you know. So this conversation isn't just about complaining or anything like that. It's more about reflecting on the beauty and growth that comes from leaning into like discomfort. However, trusting the Holy Spirit and learning to love ourselves fully along this way. Because if we love ourselves fully, there's nothing that can get in our way, you know? So let's start with sacrifice. Sacrifice and hard work, right? I've come to realize that as a woman, we often carry so much on our shoulders. Whether it's family, relationships, careers or personal goals. There's a constant demand for our time, energy, and emotional labor. You know what I'm saying? But what's often overlooked is the sacrifice it takes to walk the path we know we're called to do. It's a sacrifice to put our emotions to the side. It's a sacrifice to, you know, uplift our family and put our needs, you know, to the side. It's a sacrifice. And sacrifice isn't just about giving something up either. It's about letting go of what's not serving us to make room for what the Most High truly wants for us as well. That could also mean stepping away from toxic relationships, saying no to distractions, or working harder than ever when no one is clapping for us. It's not easy being a woman. It's not easy being alone on this journey. In fact, sometimes it feels like we're walking this road completely alone. But the truth is, the fact of the matter is, that hard work, that sacrifice, it's not in vain, okay? Every seed we sow in faith and obedience will bear fruit in due time. Trust and believe that. You have to. And that's why it's so important to listen to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. I've been learning, sometimes the hard way, unfortunately, that I don't have to figure it all out on my own. And I don't have to be this perfect person presented to the world. You know? When I stop striving and start listening sometimes, that's when the Holy Spirit speaks the most. But let me tell you this. When the Spirit speaks, when the Holy Spirit speaks, it's time to give something up. And that can happen in the blink of an eye. It's not always what we want to hear. It could be a relationship. It could be a habit or even a dream we've held on to for years. And it's hard. Oh gosh, it's hard. It even feels like unfair sometimes. Like I start to question, why do I have to give this up when I've already sacrificed so much? Like I sacrifice all day long. But here's what I've truly learned. If I have to really ponder on this, what I've learned, the Most High isn't asking us to let go because he wants us to suffer. He's asking us to let go because he knows what's best for us. If we just keep that mindset and that outlook on everything, we'll be just fine. Because he wants us to live fully in his will, not in our flesh, not doing what we want to do, what we feel is right for us. So even if that means walking away from what we thought we wanted, so be it. So be it. If we wake up yet another day tomorrow, we blessed. Blessed by the best, and his name is Ahaya. So, knowing your worth and what you deserve, right? This journey must teach us. And I'm telling you, it has taught me something powerful, still yet today, in this very time. I deserve the same effort I put out. I deserve the same excitement I give to others. I deserve the love, joy, and peace that the Most High has for me. And if that means being alone for a season or even a lifetime, oh God, please, please, I don't want to be alone for a lifetime. But I'm okay with that. If that's His will, I am okay with that. Oh, that's going to be tough. Okay, but listen, it's not about settling or giving up, though, if that is the case. It's about trusting that loving myself and leaning on God is enough. It will always be enough. If I'm pouring all this energy into others, but not receiving it back, that has to be a sign, right? And if the Holy Spirit is calling me to step back and be still, then I need to trust that His plan is better than my own. I don't have to lower my standards or accept less than what God has for me. And you don't either. You don't. I don't care what your situation is. You don't have to accept this crap. I'm okay if I think about it. Look at this nice upbeat music right on time. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. I'm okay with being with loneliness because loneliness is something so many people are afraid of, right? But I've come to see it differently. I have to. Being alone doesn't mean being abandoned. It just simply means making space to grow, to heal, to listen, and to align with the Most High's will. Again, I'm not trying to paint this out to make it seem like it's always easy. It's painful, it's dusty, it's ratchet, it's ghetto. It's ghetto, ghetto. But it's also empowering. So, I don't know, when I'm alone, I have the chance to reflect on my worth, my purpose, and the blessings in my life. And it's in those quiet moments that I hear the Holy Spirit the loudest. And I believe that, you know? And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I have to be. Oh, man. And if this is a season, and if this is the season God has for me right now, then I'm going to embrace it with full faith and gratitude. That's it. So to any woman out there listening today, like if you're listening right now, I want to remind you, your sacrifices matter, okay? Your hard work matters, and your willingness to listen to the Holy Spirit, even when it's hard, is going to always be a testament to your faith and strength, an example to someone else who can relate to your situation. You deserve to be loved, cherished, and appreciated, not just by others, but by yourself and the Most High. If being alone is part of our journey right now, we can't look at it as a punishment. We got to see it as a preparation for something greater every time. We're not alone in this. We have God. We have Ahaya, Asha, Ahaya in the name of Yeshaya Christ. And you and me, we have our own way to understand what it means to have that unwavering spirit, you know? So stand 10 toes down on that and don't look back, look forward. And who is ever supposed to be in your life, whatever is supposed to be in your life is going to be right there meeting you at the finish line. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Thought-provoking question. What can I ask myself? What can I ask myself? Let me see. This is kind of catching me off guard right now. Almost forgot about this, and I don't want to, you know, not ask myself this question, but I guess I would say, what are you holding on to that the Holy Spirit might be asking you to let go of? And how would your life change if you trusted in the Holy Spirit to completely guide the situation? Like, how would my life change if I trusted the Holy Spirit completely in this area, in this time, or writing this question? What am I holding on to that the Holy Spirit might be asking me to let go? Sheesh. I think I just let it go today, honestly. And I didn't want to. I didn't want to let it go. I don't know if this song is really a good song for this question. What's this? Don't kill my vibe. Nah, I literally think I let it go today. You know, I don't want to really get into it like too much. I feel like I'm always letting something go though. You know what I'm saying? But I think that's just me. I have a lot of love in me to give. And it's just, I'm always evolving. I'm always like, you know, forgiving and letting go, like forgive and forget type of vibe. So I feel like God always brings beautiful people into my life. But it just seems like nobody ever really lasts. It's so sad, right? Don't feel sad. I think I serve my purpose in people's lives for a time. It's like a season, you know what I'm saying? Now we're going into winter. That was like fall. I don't know. But honestly, it's changing my life to just be stronger, more resilient, more than anything. Just to remind me that I gotta stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. That's it. Thanks for tuning in to another casual combo. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with someone who might need this reminder today. You know? You're an amazing child of the Most High God. Amazing because God uniquely created you. And that in itself is truly one of a kind. There is no one else in this entire world like you. All right? So I hope this episode inspired you and brought you a bit closer to God. Until we chat again, remember to always speak kindly to yourself and to others, because you never know what someone else is facing. Trust me, we've all got work to do. So know that I am always praying for you, and I hope you are praying for me too. May the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua Christ, be with us all. Amen.